2. Los Angeles was a city of skies, and everyone in the city now sweltered beneath a dirty blue sky. Later in the evening, that same sky would turn rose quartz, and then, in the morning, Necco wafer orange. Because the marine layer, exhaust from cars and refineries and brush fire smoke, reflected the sun. It was a murder sky, killing 4 million people slowly, slowly, molecule by molecule. But Grace and Sykes wouldn't die on this 11th day of July because of that killer sky. She planned to end her day with dollar tacos and strawberry margaritas with her co-workers at Sam Jose's. They would talk about Zadie's upcoming retirement, Clarissa's upcoming bachelorette party, and Jennifer's thing with her husband's chief mechanic. Gray had no wedding, and she was far from retirement. "I just won't eat heavy tomorrow. Are you serious?" And, "I did my steps today." Those were her happy hour lines. The quartet would eat, drink, and laugh. They'd cast lustful glances at men who should have been home with their wives, who should have been working out at the gym, who should have been at the office preparing PowerPoint presentations on mid-year fiscal numbers. Now, though, Jennifer Bellman sat in the lobby of the smoked green glass and metal building where Raider Consulting was located, just a hop, skip, and jump away from the magnificent Pacific Ocean. Raider Consulting did it all, from pets to cons. Looking for lugs in all the right places, squeezing into spots where cops weren't allowed to go. No warrants? No problem. Need info? Got it right here. From background checks to finding long-lost boyfriends. From simple internet searches and deep dark web dives to other methods. The blonde was pretending to read the 2-week-old People left on the coffee table. One of the primary skip tracers at Raider Consulting, Jennifer sniffed, snuffled, and clawed to find missing deadbeats and debtors. Men saw the hair, the boobs, the blouse that framed those boobs, and they never took her serious enough to keep their traps or their flies closed. Gray asked, "Why are you sitting down here?" Jennifer bit her bottom lip. "There's a new tech titan on the 3rd floor. Tall, Slavic hotness in a Hugo Boss suit. He needs to know that I exist." A gossip, a ditz, a flirt, thrice married and still married, Jennifer could be all that and worse. The worse now walked beside Gray to the elevator bank. "Where'd you go?" she asked. "Pharmacy." "No offense, but I don't know why we celebrate 100% linen."
"You lost me."
Gray pressed the up button. "Your pants, honey." Jennifer tisked Gray's wrinkled white linen slacks, then batted her baby blue eyes. "What's that dog with all the wrinkles in its face?"
"A Shar Pei?"
Jennifer clapped. "That's it. Wrinkles everywhere, like your slacks. They're cute, though. The dogs, I mean." Jennifer and her perfect blonde bob and her perfect high breasts bursting from her floral print Chico's dress. So efficient, Jennifer Bellman. So eager to climb and so eager to please. Not really. Jennifer Bellman was a 50-year-old Rottweiler in Cocker Spaniel cosplay. The two women entered the elevator together. Gray's eyes burned. Jennifer wore enough perfume to scent a small country. At the end of the day, Gray always smelled like marshmallow and vanilla. "Oh," Jennifer said, "Nick's been drifting through the building looking for you."
"He texted. He just gave me my first real case."
Jennifer clapped. "No more looking for lost chihuahuas. Cheating husband.
Missing girlfriend."
The elevator doors opened to the 2nd floor. "You're going to need help," Jennifer said. "I'll be right there to guide you. My first bit of advice, when all else fails, cry. Tears make people feel sorry for you, and they'll tell you anything you need to know just to shut you up." White-haired Zadie Mendelbaum stood at the breakfast bar clutching a soft pack of Camels and a bottle of Dr. Pepper. A career of...